You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Shopping for a great gift for the guys in your life is hard. Mack Weldon has you covered. From their perfect-fitting underwear and socks with real silver woven into the fabric to keep him cool and fresh all day, to their amazing Ace sweatpants that look so good he can wear them to the office, a gift from Mack Weldon will have him looking and feeling his best. This year, gift-giving for the guys in your life just got solved. Get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED. That's 20% off at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED.
The most interesting thing in tech? More fights about the Jedi contract. The Jedi contract is the $10 billion cloud computing contract that the Pentagon recently gave to Microsoft. And this is one of the most politically fraught tech contracts you'll ever hear about. So obviously, the Pentagon, very important customer, very important that it have a efficient cloud computing platform and a secure one, because there's a lot of stuff that the Pentagon has that they'd really like not to have hacked. So we've known for years that there would be a competitive bidding process for this contract. And early on, it seemed like Amazon was the clear leader. AWS, the world's largest cloud provider, works pretty well. A lot of experience with government contracts. It seemed like the Pentagon was going to pick Amazon. A couple things happened. One, Donald Trump got really mad at Amazon. He got really mad particularly at Jeff Bezos, because Jeff Bezos, remember, owns the Washington Post. The Washington Post publishes a lot of critical reporting about Donald Trump, a lot of investigative reporting that he doesn't like. So he's always kind of fighting with Jeff Bezos. And in fact, he has very publicly said he wants Amazon to pay the consequences. Now, Amazon doesn't own the Washington Post, but the same guy who runs Amazon does, so Trump mad at him. So during the bidding process, Trump is hammering Bezos. Meanwhile, Microsoft is getting better and better at cloud services. And it sold some contracts that are getting closer and closer to the kind that the Pentagon would like to see its provider sell. So actually, the bidding process is getting closer as the year goes on. And then, boom, people are mostly betting that Amazon will win it. Microsoft gets it. So that happened just a little while ago. But now Amazon has appealed. That's the breaking news. They've said, this was an unfair process. For political reasons, we lost this contract. And so they're actually trying to get the decision undone. So we're about to have some legal fights over exactly what happened. Now, who's going to win? It's going to be very hard to tell, right? You can imagine two scenarios. You can imagine a scenario where Donald Trump is saying Amazon shouldn't get this contract, and the people who run the procurement process in the Pentagon hear that. They know what's going to make Trump happy, but they're not so stupid that they would say that. They would just subtly rig the process. That's what Amazon is alleging. And in fact, they have some decent evidence. There's a speechwriter for the former Secretary of Defense who's published a book saying Trump gave a very specific directive to James Mattis, who was the Secretary of Defense, saying to stop Amazon from this contract. So there is some evidence that Amazon has. On the other hand, how can you prove that the Pentagon didn't pick Microsoft because it's better? Because it served whatever complicated needs the Pentagon has. This is going to be tangled. It's going to be feisty. It's going to be politics. And with $10 billion at stake, there's going to be a lot of lawyers and a lot of lobbyists involved. It's not going to be resolved tomorrow, but I'll see you then.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.